Mirana followed closely as she dared on Cadswain's heels, 100 questions bubbling on her tongue. But Cadswain was not a woman whose sleeve you plucked. She decided who she noticed and when. Anura held her silence too, the pair of them drawn along in the other's wake down the palace corridors, down flights of stairs, polished marble at first, then plain dark stone. Mirana exchanged glances with her sister Grey and felt a moment's pang. She did not know the woman, really, but Anura wore the steely look of a girl on her way to the mistress of novices, determined to be brave. They were not novices. They were not children. She opened her mouth and closed it, intimidated by the grey bun bobbing ahead of her, with its dangling moons and stars and birds and fish. Cadswain was... Cadswain. Mirana had met her once before, or at least listened to her and been spoken to when she was a novice. Sisters had come from every Aja to see the woman, filled with an awe they could not hide. Once Cadswain Maladrin had been the standard by which every new entry into the novice books was judged. Until Elaine Trakand, none had come to the White Tower in her lifetime who could match that standard, much less surpass it. In more ways than one, her like had not walked among Aes Sedai for 1,000 years. A refusal to accept selection as a sitter was unheard of, yet it was said she had refused, and at least twice. It was said she had spurned being raised head of the Green Aja, too. It was said she once vanished from the tower for 10 years because the hall intended to raise her Amerlin. Not that she had ever spent a day more in Tar Valon than absolutely necessary. Word of Cadswain came to the tower, stories to make sisters gape, adventures to make those who dreamed of the shawl shiver. She would end a legend among Aes Sedai, if she was not already.